I'm Al Bergstein, and we are getting started with a fabulous day today because not only is it the beginning of the 2023 workshop here for Shoro Workshop at Centrum, which has been going on since I think around 2009, I think was the first one, but we also have in the studio with us one of the teachers from that and one of the great modern Brazilian Shoro players that is alive today working in Rio de Janeiro, and that's Daniela Spielman. Daniela, good morning.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be back again and be here in this amazing place.
We are so happy to have you back. You always bring such a great, beautiful smile, and you and Anat are always just cooking. Yeah. Music is just cooking when the two of you get together.
And being with you guys that are, you know, like family to us, became a family, actually.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we've really tried our best here in this little village here to be able to put together a shorter workshop in a musical situation that really would be warm and inviting to you. And I know that it's always fun to have you here, and we always have good times when you're here. So you're here bringing us this new CD that you've just released. Tell me a little bit about that.
Actually, the release is today, now. Yay. With you guys, because the release will be released on the 21st. So today is the first that we're going to hear, listen to the CD. So the CD was recorded during this year, but the project is called Shoro na Rua, mm-hmm. which means Shoro in the streets. Mm-hmm. And this group, the purpose of this group is to play on the streets, so you can have families and have everyone like take out the shore from stages and put them in a very popular places that people that just walk around and listen to music. So it's beautiful. So beautiful.
You basically have like maybe a table at a restaurant. Yeah. Outside in Rio or in Niterói or somewhere around there, and you'd just have musicians that you would work with all the time to come out and do that, huh?
Yeah, and even the group is a huge group. It's a mm-hmm. group of like maybe 15 musicians. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes you have two guitarists and three guitarists. So we kind of, sometimes one people go, sometimes another musician goes. It's mm-hmm. like, we call it like a huge group. Not only always the same formation. We change depending right. who can, depending which show is it.
Absolutely. So, by the way, I'm supposed to be sure to say that you are listening to KPTZ here in Port Townsend, Washington, in the USA, and we are up in the northwest corner on the Olympic Peninsula, about 60 miles as the crow flies from Seattle, Washington. And we are 91.9, and also we are kptz.org. Well, let's get right to the music, shall we? And
yes.
Let me pull up a track here, and we'll start with, let's see, one of my favorite choros, Chorinho Pra Você. Let's give that one a try. See, I think I have to push that button first. Come on, baby. Let's open this up. There we go. Thank you. listening to the launch of Shoro Nachrua CD here on KPTZ 91.9 and kptz.org. That was the tune called Shorino Pra Você, a little Shoro for you. And we have in the studio here Daniela Spielman, who put that CD together and is launching it here on KPTZ with us right now.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that we can listen to this music and you guys like this music, and for us it's like an honor and love.
Oh, we're so glad too. So tell me a little bit about the musicians we just heard there on that rollicking version of it. It had a little bit of like New Orleans jazz,
yeah.
20s jazz sort of feel to it too.
When you play that live, we all stand up and we start like clapping and everybody playing together, improvising together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the organizer, the headmaster of this project is Silverio Pontes. Mm-hmm. Who used to be the partner of Zeda Velha. Mm-hmm. And the name of the CD is Thank You, Zeda Velha. Obrigado, oh. Zeda Velha.
Cool.
So in this track we have the four horn players, which are Silverio Pontes in the trumpet, mm-hmm. and bass trumpet, and also Flugelhorn, he plays his overdub, mm-hmm. me and the soprano saxophone, mm-hmm. Maionese da Flauta in the flute, mm-hmm. and we have Dudu Oliveira, who is playing tenor and flute too. And Cavaquinho is Henrique Casas. He's a very known cavaquinho player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rogério Sete Cordas, Rogério Caetano from Brasília. Thiago Souza from the mandolin family in mm-hmm. Niterói.
Right.
His father is Ronaldo,
yes.
Very famous.
Very famous.
And Charles da Costa on the six strings guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And Netinho de Pandeiro and Rodrigo de Jesus in the other percussion. So...
Very cool.
Very cool.
It sounds just wonderful, really upbeat and really fun. Should we get to another track from the CD?
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Maybe Bola Preta? Or
yeah, Bola Preta is amazing. We have a lot of horns. It's arrangement made close to this orchestral
okay.
sense.
Okay, let's give this one a listen. Bola Preta from the new CD. Thank you. that great tune by Jacob de Bandolim, Bola Preta, and done by Daniela Spielman and Choro na Rua, the Choro in the Streets band that she performs in and helped put this CD together. And Daniela is right here on air with us. Hey, hi.
It's so great. Glad to be here, and it's amazing because we're listening to the CD, and the CD is not released yet, and it will be in 2 days, and it's a pleasure.
It sounds fabulous. It really sounds fabulous. How long did it take you to produce it in the studio?
I think 6 months, but we've been playing for 6 years in the street. So I think it's like we're going to have the street playing, and then we grabbed the best arrangements and the best things to play there. So,
sure. Yeah,
but
doing your...
Me and Mayo, you know what happened? Mm-hmm. Zadavere began playing with us. Mm-hmm. He began in the beginning of the project, but then he stopped playing. He's like 85, and then he's not playing anymore.
Right.
So this CD is kind of a thank you, like thank you for the inspiration, thank you for his life, and to be like a great musician who played with Pixinguinha, which is he was in the Pixinguinha band too.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing to be able to have span that entire long period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, Pixinguinha started in their late teens, basically, and. You know, was essentially, I tell people the way I introduce him to the American audience is that he's sort of like the Louis Armstrong of Brazilian music, very much an analogous type of personality, really big personality. Everybody knew him. He was known in the streets when he walked in the streets. And the joke that I've heard, somebody told me once upon a time, is that Pixinguinha never played anything he didn't write himself.
I don't know if that's
true or not, but that could have been. He wrote a lot of music.
He wrote a lot. And
when did you get started? How did you get started with playing music? What was your inspiration?
Well, I didn't know that I would be a musician, but I was becoming like during my youth years, and in school I did law school, I did economics, and then I will be a musician. And then I decided, I really got deep into it, and but Choro is like the main music I do, and I love it very much. And I think it's great for us to develop technique and develop you know, like being in a great shape to play instruments, and I love the music too. So,
yeah.
But I play a lot of stuff. So I play a lot. I mean, I was working in a TV show also, and had to play commercial music. And
oh yes, well, musicians have to do what they have to do to make a living, right? It just gonna have to do commercial stuff and whatever comes along many times.
And I love jazz too, of course. Who doesn't? So it's just...
You played in Paulo Moura's band for a while, the great clarinet player, one of the legendary jazz clarinet players, and with his beautiful plexiglass clarinet that was just, I remember I saw him the first time in like 1968 or something like that, and I was just totally blown away by his playing. I was like, what on earth?
Yeah.
And how did you get involved with Paulo?
Yeah, Paulo was, I don't know, I was like, I was a fan. I was going to his shows and watching him because we learned by listening, and he was like a reference for me, and I was like a long time. Even Silverio, who is the leader of our group, I used to go a lot to the bars and listen, and then you start playing, you start learning, I mean, while I was beginning, there was not so many Choro books.
Sure.
So we had to learn by ear and going to the places and learning and just watching them. It was amazing experience. And then we became friends, and I did my master's over him, over one of his pieces, which is Tarde de Chuva, and we became friends. And unfortunately, the last interview he gave was to me in this research program, but it's there.
Yeah.
Everybody can access
it. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Yeah, being able to have that touchstone to the past. So for our next piece, you wanted to do something that honored Zay, huh?
Yeah. Let's do this homage to Zé da Velha, which is the name of the project, which... Thank you, Zé da Velha. Mm-hmm. Voltei ao meu lugar. It's, in English, could be like, I came back to my place. And it has his trombone that he recorded a long time ago, and he took out only his trombone, and then the musicians played over it.
Oh, so, very cool. So you were able to take an original recording of him from some earlier recording and then bring it forward. And
that
and
wasn't it. Released. So it's
wow, cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to it. Here we go. Nice music off the new Choro Na Rua CD, Volte Mi Lugar, and if I'm pronouncing that properly with my rusty
you're doing
Portuguese.
Great.
And we have Daniela Spielman, who is the anchor of this CD, the performer who put this whole CD together with her band down there, the Choro Na Rua. Really, the equivalent of sort of a jam session in the street type of band, like get together once a month or something, or once a week and perform and just play. Whoever shows up is in the sort of rotating group of musicians that show up. We do something similar in Seattle every month. Is that accurate?
Exactly what we do. And it's like open spaces that during the afternoon, so families can come, and then it doesn't matter. You just go there and listen music in the streets, and that's the main what we want to do is that, like, to, of course, you can do stages to win is great, sure. But the first idea is to be close to people, not having the distance from audience and artist.
Well, that gives me a really great idea. I think that this summer, as the weather gets better here, of course, here we have to watch out because we got rain and we got cold winds, and it sometimes is unbearable. But that gives me a great idea that maybe we'll try to do a similar thing here. We'll get together all of the musicians who want to play shoto music here in Port Townsend,
yeah,
maybe once a month, and just do it outside and just grab an outdoor situation. We've got lots of outdoor places like for doing that here. That would be really fun. We don't have a whole lot of time left. I think we should get to maybe two more, but maybe one more. What if we don't get to two, what's the next one you want to hear?
Let's do Menesiana. It's okay. A composition made by Silverio, composed by Silverio and Marcelo Caldi. It's a new one. It's
okay.
Released.
Brand new. And this is your first time hearing it ever on this show here. We were on KPTZ. So you've been listening to the new release of Shoro Nach Rua. Daniela Spielman has been gracious enough to come here and give you a taste of a brand new CD that's launching today here on this show.
Yes, this is the first release. We're listening together, and I want to thank you to be here.
Oh, how old are you? Yeah, well, I'm so glad to have you, and we'll be seeing you through the workshop this week and then on Saturday night for the great ending concert that always sells out with all the instructors' concert.
And Sunday with the students, which is great.
And Sunday with the students, and anybody in town that wants to come and listen to the students perform, which is often really very interesting with all the music that they do. Great. Talk to you soon, Daniela. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Bye-bye.